It's time for the weekly edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Tips to help you grow, protect, and conserve your wealth for generations to come.
Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning. Welcome to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy, here each and every week with financial news and analysis and strategies to help you protect your wealth and the legacy you'll leave behind. Thanks for tuning in again this week. It's good to be with you again here on this Easter weekend. And we're going to talk a lot today with my co-host Jared Wicks, my partner over in the Lafayette, Indiana office, and also Scott Hardy again on, alongside, as usual, with his pithy commentary.
Thank you.
And prowess on the board. I mean, he's a maestro over there. So thanks for your help there, Scotty.
Gosh.
Hey, Jared, how are you over there in Indiana this morning? Did you get unburied from the snow?
Doing well, yeah. We were right on the line. We only got a little bit of snow, and it was short-lived. We've just been dealing with the rain since then.
I saw a thing on the Weather Channel, and I've got the app on my phone. It came, had a little video on there, that swath of snow that hit across the Midwest there. It was so defined. I mean, you could be, and I was talking, Jared, to our other partner, Peter, there, who said he was in, I think he was down in Indian meetings, and it dumped like a foot of snow, by the time he got home to Frankfort, which is just up the road, there was nothing. Maybe it was Lafayette and Frankfort. I can't remember exactly which place he was, but it was all near proximity, but it was a very definitive line like Jared's describing there. And what they showed on this Weather Channel thing was a satellite view of that swath of snow. I mean, you could see from there, it looked like a little band about 6 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a photo of that as well. I mean, it wasn't a satellite photo. It was just an aerial photo.
From an airplane, right?
Yeah, you can see the line.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're glad everybody's getting unburied for that and happy to see the sunshine and the blue skies. And this weekend, hopefully you've got a great weekend planned with family and celebration of the holiday weekend. And we're glad that you're spending some of that time with us this morning. We're hopefully going to give you some good information to help you do some preparation. Kind of the theme of the show today is really protecting yourself and your family from these forecasted headwinds. You know, speaking of weather and forecasts and so forth, these things don't just happen out of the blue. They knew over there that snow was coming. They knew, we can predict when hurricanes are going to hit and so forth. In the same way, we can take a look at the headwinds that are blowing at us that are forecast in the future in the form of market volatility. You got higher taxes on the horizon for sure. There's a forecast for lower benefits or some combination of lower benefits and higher taxes. And then there's this great risk multiplier, guys, that is what I refer to as longevity, or in other words, the longer time that we are spending as Americans in retirement. I mean, we're retiring younger, we're living longer in that retirement time frame. And to the extent that you have these other risks of higher taxes, lower benefits, and market volatility, they are just exaggerated by this risk multiplier called longevity. And so we're going to talk about how people can reduce their risk in those areas, what they can do to make a plan ahead of time, because frankly, getting out of town before the hurricane hits is something you have to do before the hurricane hits. I mean, that sounds a little bit
when the hurricane's coming ashore, there won't be any lumber at the lumber yard.
Well, there you go. But why do I always forget his name? Not Mantle. Who's the baseball player that always, Mickey? No. Why do I do that?
Oh, you're thinking of
Yogi. Yogiism. Yeah. It's a yogiism, right? Getting out of town before the hurricane is. You can't do that after the hurricane.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I'm supposed to be off work today, and here I am.
You're thinking an awful lot like Yogi Bear.
Oh,
there,
my
Jeff.
Gosh. Maybe you guys could do the show. I'm just going to go to the golf course, but I'm out of here. Golly. All right. Sorry about that, folks. I'll get my brain screwed back on here. Where were we? Okay, yeah, we were talking about risk. Let's delve into that a little bit. One of the headlines that hit me between the eyes this week was this one, guys, from Warren Buffett to his Berkshire Hathaway shareholders in the letter. I sent you guys both a copy of it. This was amazing. He says straight up, be prepared to lose half your money. Now, he's not speculating like it might happen if and when. He says, described as the Oracle of Omaha, saying, mm-hmm. I've gone through both good times and bad. Rather than giving in to prevailing attitude among most market participants that the nine-year-old bull market could continue indefinitely, Buffett's latest annual to shareholders warns Berkshire investors that losses of 50% or more are not only possible, fellas, but inevitable.
Wow.
Says the Oracle of Omaha. So there's a forecast for you from one that people refer to a lot, right? I mean, Jared, in your research and in your experience in the marketplace, I mean, this guy is, it's the financial media is rife with references to Warren Buffett and his prowess. And here he says, hey, it's inevitable. You're going to lose 50%. Get ready.
The media will give you any quote from Buffett they can find that suits whatever story they're telling them for the day. But one of my favorites of Buffett's is, if you cannot stand a 50% loss in your investment portfolio, you have no business investing in stocks.
Well, and that's a good point, because his method of investing is more buying the business than buying the stock of the business. Right, Jared?
That's right.
I mean, you know, we've been educated by our good friend Tom Hardin about how dislocated stock prices are from the fundamentals of companies. Expand on that a little bit, Jared.
On the short term, for sure. That article you mentioned goes into it a little bit, quoting Buffett as saying that the long-term price of a stock is tied to the fundamentals. Eventually it comes around, but short term, the two have very little to do with one another. And that's why, the field of economics is so much different than the field of portfolio management. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the data inputs, use some of the same, but, from day to day, one has very little to do with the other.
Yeah. So people refer a lot, Scott, to Buffett, right? And his success rate and track record and so mm-hmm. forth. But when they, you know, when you look at the long term, and you know, Buffett's the long term guy, what they're comparing here, how he's outperformed markets over the long term. Well, that's from 1965 to 2017 is the time frame they use, 52 years. Now, most humans, most particularly pre-retirees, have not been saving. They haven't had a 52-year time frame. And by the way, if it just so happens that at the end of that 52-year time frame, your timing is off. Say the end of your 52-year time frame was 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Then that doesn't bode well for you. So as a human who has a finite life expectancy and a finite time to spend in retirement and finite resources for retirement, you probably don't want to take a big hit to them at the wrong time, which would be right about retirement time frame, right? So
it's like you've said, I mean, the 5 to 10 years before and the 5 to 10 years after.
Yeah, 5 years before and after, that retirement red zone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they say, you know, hey, Berkshire's had great long-term track record like that, 52 years. Yet when you look more closely at short-term movements of stocks, stocks don't move straight up, and neither did Berkshire Hathaway. In fact, and Jared, I found this remarkable. I did not realize it till I saw this statistic in this article about Buffett's shareholder letter saying expect 50% off. It's inevitable. In fact, Berkshire Hathaway, from September of 08 to March of 09, we're talking 6 months, Scott, 6 months, Berkshire stock was off 50%. And there were other periods of time they refer to, June of 98 to March of 2000, which, as we know, that was the great tech bubble. That, you know, tech was moving up, but Buffett was saying, I don't understand tech. I'm not investing in tech. So he was, and they were down 48.9% during that time frame of the tech wreck. Back in 73 to 75, March of 73 to January 75, a little less than a 24-month period, Berkshire was off 59.5%. So, Jared, the point that he ultimately makes is, Prepare yourself now. Here's a quote. It says, Buffett warned investors specifically to expect similar crashes in the next 53 years, he says. We're quoting now. Buffett says, our shares and others will experience declines resembling those on the table that I just referred to. No one can tell you when, but the light can at any time go from green to red without pausing at yellow. So,
and Warren Buffett is okay with that. He is, by and large, a buy and holder. He can ride those out. He expects to ride those out. If that's not part of your personal investment plan, you should probably be looking for some other strategies there.
Yeah, because what we find, and you guys see it on a daily basis over there, I'd see it just all the time in my office when people come in with their quote unquote diversified portfolios. They think they have a plan, and frankly, Scott, the plan that they have is just, how much money do I need to put away to have X dollars at my retirement date? Mm-hmm. That's about as extensive as plans get that I see coming in the office 95% of the time. That's it. They don't have any thought given to what are taxes going to do to that nest egg, what's a retirement red zone market crash going to do to that number, how do I protect against all that stuff, how do I spend it out even if I successfully get to that retirement pinnacle. People don't give those types of things much thought, which is going to be problematic. There's going to be a lot of folks who enter retirement with what they think is a plan, but it's going to be unintended consequences, negative consequences that may cause them some serious problems in retirement. Folks, there are serious headwinds forecast for your financial future. There's market volatility, which we talk about ad nauseum lately. There's higher taxes, almost a guarantee, almost a certainty you're going to see higher taxes in the future. I mean, we know for sure if nothing changes at all, January 1st, 2026, tax rates are going up significantly. So, lower benefits and living longer in retirement, which makes all of those risks much more dangerous. You need to make a plan now. Buffett goes on to say, prepare yourself now. Don't wait till it's too late. Be prepared. Know what you're going to do when the market crashes, because that's going to create huge opportunities, huge when the reset happens. It'll be a great opportunity, but you got to get from here to the other side of that. And we help people do that at the Kennedy Wealth Group because we do analysis. We stress test the portfolio we have. We talk about the effect of taxes on your portfolio, and we talk about how to create a spending plan and be ready to take advantage of opportunities that will present themselves in the next downturn. When we come back, we'll spend some more time talking about what these headwinds are, the risks that you face, and how you can protect yourself. You're listening to Legacy Living Financial Strategies on Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Stick with us. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. That song was that was the original song I used as that's kind of theme music.
Yeah,
that brings back old memories. I haven't heard
that's the first thing. That was the first thing you told me. It's like, find that piece of music.
Yeah, that was good.
And I said, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Scott. Thank you, Jeff and Scott here in studio and beautiful district. The district of Quincy. I always want to say uptown. Or what is the difference between uptown and downtown, by the way?
If you're on an island, then it's like you're basically north or south. Gotcha. That's where it came from Manhattan.
But, oh, really? Okay.
But now we're in the district.
Gotcha. Yeah, the district. We're downtown. And Jared joining us via the miracles of modern technology from Lafayette, Indiana. And we're all here on a fine Saturday morning talking about headwinds. It seems like an apropos topic. Why not? It's pertinent, though. You know, I've got a stack of stuff here, as Rush says, that I just, it just keeps growing, these headlines. The next 10 years will be ugly for your 401k, Jared. I got Kotlikoff here saying, he's the Boston University economist, Lawrence Kotlikoff, our country is bankrupt. U.S. debt will exceed the size of our economy within a decade, says a study. I mean, it's just, these are the headwinds we're talking about, folks, and they're obviously financial in nature, but they're easy to forecast because we look at things like demographic trends and debt and so forth. When I got some numbers here. Oh, this one. Oh, yeah, from the, "There Will Be No Economic Boom" is this headline. And one of the things that has been a little misleading in the in our industry, and they were talking about this wave of boomers retiring and so forth, and it's all, you know, nobody doesn't know about this. Well, yeah, the boomers are retiring, but it's, the number has been bandied about. Well, it's 10,000 boomers a day are retiring. That's what I've been hearing for 5-6 years, maybe longer. But that's not really true. That's an average over the course of the whole baby boom generation. But, you know, the biggest year, the biggest birth year on record was 1957. So we have yet for those folks to turn 65, that magical retirement age. Whoever decided that was the magical retirement age. But nonetheless, they start turning 65 in 2022, if I'm doing my math right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year 1957 as the biggest birth year on record was followed closely by 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, and 64. So we're talking about, what is that, 7-8 years of unprecedented procreation, shall we say? And that means that number is, so today the number is more like 8,500 a day of boomers are retiring. Starting in 2022, it's more like 12,500, almost a 50% increase. At about the time, actually, and this came to my mind as I was reading this article about there will be no economic boom, because this author, Lance Roberts, who's he's a ubiquitous writer on the economy, and it did a treatise on the recent continuing resolution spending package, where, you know, they're cutting $2 billion in revenue and adding $2 billion in spending, and, you know, they're going the wrong direction with this. And they say, you know, by the year 2028, which is pretty correspondent with this 2022 through 29 time frame where this this retirement tsunami is going to happen, U.S. debt's projected to hit $30 trillion. Now, that'll get your attention. And the problem with that is growth is, you know, in these tax cuts that we've had are probably not going to create the growth and stimulate the economy that they did for Kennedy and for Reagan back when they made those tax cuts, because the debt was not nearly this high and the deficits were much more manageable, even under, when, you know, when Clinton and Gingrich could get together and do work it out and balance the budget. So this, guys, makes me very concerned for future tax rates. I mean, it's not really going to matter who's in the office when the time comes, when this time comes around, because they're going to have to raise rates, whether it's the most fiscally conservative person or the most spendthrift. The result is probably going to be the same, which is problematic if you haven't taken taxes into account in your planning. We talk in the office regularly, it's no secret. We believe the 0% tax bracket would be the place to get to in this tax rate rising environment. And of course, we give away books entitled The Power of Zero, for folks who call in from our radio show, and we've given quite a few of these away and had great success helping people get there. So if you'd like to know more about it, give us a call over at the office. You can find all of our information at kennedywealthgroup.com. You can contact us there, or call us at 217-221-1300. Here in Quincy, 221-1300. But getting to the 0% tax bracket, or in other words, taking into account and doing some planning for the coming tax burden, is key, because, you know, everybody wants to know, Jared, when they come in your office, probably too, hey, how much money do I need for retirement? Do I have enough? And that analysis has been normally, well, you make this, you want that, here's how much you need to save and grow it at this percent or whatever. But it doesn't take into account, really, the tax component. And I contend you cannot know how much money you have in retirement unless you know what the tax rate is in the year in which you pull money out of that 401k or IRA that you are saving in. Because that's where most of our retirement saving is done, right? 403Bs and the like, but these are called tax-deferred vehicles, qualified plans, you name it, your SEPs, your simples, all the forms of IRAs and so forth. Not talking about Roths here, of course. People get those confused. They say Roth IRA, they just lump it in, it's an IRA. They don't really understand, but Roths, of course, are pre-tax money going in, never taxed again. Never taxed again is good.
Yeah.
Taxed at some future rate that you don't know, bad. Good, bad scale. Keep that in mind, okay? Let's just dumb it down to the simplest of terms. Tax deferred is dangerous. It's a ticking time bomb. And when we get to the end of the road and can kick the can no further, then those plans are going to be juicy targets, low-hanging fruit. And if your tax rate goes from, say, 12% or 20%, 22% today to even just 15 or 25% or worse, you know, 20 to 50%, well, then you've got a problem in retirement. And then there's the taxation of Social Security and so forth. So that's why we talk, Jared, all the time here about these headwinds that people are facing and why they should do something about it and creating a plan.
Yeah, there are so many variables in the portfolio and management process and the retirement planning process. Any of them that we can eliminate would be great. Like you said, there's a huge variable what future tax rates are going to be at different levels. And you know, if you can eliminate just that one variable from your retirement's planning process, you're in much better shape than those who are at the whim of Congress setting those tax rates.
I mean, CBO, Scott, and others have given similar numbers where, like, the future tax rates by the mid-20s, if something drastic is not done, and we so far have seen nobody with the guts to do anything drastic, the lowest tax bracket would be 25. The mid bracket would be around 65, and the top would be about 80. Now, historically, we've been there and mm-hmm. done that. But at that time, had a lot more loopholes, so to speak, that you could reduce your taxable income to stay below those thresholds. But they've taken those away. Things like second and maybe even third home. Mortgage, I'm talking about second house mortgage, third house type mortgage, you could even deduct credit card interest, right, at one point, all kinds of loopholes like that. Now we're doing crazy stuff like this last omnibus, or I call it ominous spending bill, had, among other things, as they were taking this apart last weekend, funding going to China for to promote yak herding in Mongolia.
I still don't get that one.
I mean, why? I mean, it was only like $15 million or something like that, but I mean, hey, at some point we got to say no, and whose idea was that in Congress? That's not even anybody's constituent.
I don't get it.
And there was a laundry list of things like that, and that's, that's just insane. So what I encourage people to do is protect yourself, because the government is not going to do it for you. If you're leaving this to chance, you're leaving it to the government. Ask yourself, do I trust the government with my retirement? Do I trust the government with my children's future, with my family's fortune, so to speak? I mean, how do families like the Kennedys and the Rockefellers and the whoever's who have multi-generational wealth, how do they preserve it? They don't leave it to the government. They make a plan and they execute the plan and they use the right tools. Talk about some of those tools when we come back on Legacy Living Financial Strategies. You're listening to Talk Radio 930. WTAD, stick with us. We'll be right back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm your host, Jeff Kennedy, and Jared Wicks and Scott Hardy alongside. Working to protect your wealth and the legacy you will leave behind. Hard work, and that's the way you do it. Money for nothing, chicks for free. No. You got me.
Look at him.
Yeah, takes me back to the day in the 80s. Okay, anyway. Now, seriously, folks, we're talking this morning about protecting yourself from these headwinds that are forecast that are going to be negative for your retirement plan. If you don't do a plan, you know, they're going to be negative for your retirement potentially if you don't do something about it. One of the things that people traditionally do is put money in those 401ks. I've used this article quite a bit in my classes over at John Wood Community College on retirement planning and so forth. The next 10 years will be ugly for your 401k is the headline. Now, what they're talking about in this, Jared, is something that our friend Steve Blumenthal has talked about quite a bit, and that is forward-looking returns. They're saying that over the next decade, according to the study, the ubiquitous, that is the almighty 60-40 U.S. stock portfolio, stock bond portfolio, has a 0% probability of achieving a 5% or greater annualized return. That's the headline here. Steve's aggregated some data that says potentially it's worse than that.
Certainly, we could be looking at long-term losses here. And the key there is not that the market's going to be flat for the next 10 years, that's highly unlikely to happen. We're looking at extraordinarily increased volatility, certainly more than we've seen just the past month or two. We're talking about potential for short to intermediate term, substantial losses in not only our equity portfolios that we know can come, but for many of us, huge losses in potential bond holdings, unless you are holding individual bonds and can ride those all out.
Yeah, and there we are again. You know, we're in this unique time period, Scott, where we've got, as Jared says, a potential bear market in stocks and bonds at the same time. So people are going to have to know where to go for safety. I mean, it's not going to be the traditional balance, that 60-40 blend that they're talking about here of stocks and bonds, which, frankly, if people are that diversified even in their 401k, that's rare. Most people just pile into, all stock bond or something like that, or these target date funds, which I've found very problematic in practice. People think, oh, that's going to save me because I'm retiring in 2022 or whatever, so I'll buy the 2022 target date fund. And I've seen those things blow up on people at just the wrong time. But, you know, in those 401ks, in these traditional tools that people use, they're going to find less than adequate, I think, in this coming downturn, this coming great reset, less than adequate tools to help them get to the other side of that. You know, so we utilize a lot of non-correlated strategies. We diversify in our managed money portfolios with different managers who have a good track record, making it through, navigating through various sectors of the market, not just trying to outperform the benchmark, so to speak, and with the benchmark being the S&P 500. I mean, that's the traditional measure, right, Jared? Folks are, money managers go, well, look how I did compared to the S&P. We were only off 47% when the S&P was down 50. So
that's the comparison that everyone is familiar with. And that's when we have new clients walk in, that's something that we try to get them to look at. Don't be focused on the news of the day, because that's talking about the Dow Jones or the S&P 500. If you want your portfolio to have the volatility of the S&P 500, you can do that, and you can do that real cheap.
Yeah.
But you're not, most investors are not going to be able to ride those out, those big losses long term.
Well, so real cheap is relevant, right? It could be stepping over the dollars to get to the dimes, if you will. It's real cheap cost, but the ultimate cost, you know, in terms of fees, but the ultimate cost is potentially devastating. So
that is right.
So talk a little bit, Jared, about the analysis that we do for folks when they bring in that portfolio and they say, look how diversified I am, and you run it through the software that helps to show how that would perform or has performed. We call it stress testing. Talk about how that works for folks.
Well, specifically because of ERISA, the government restrictions on these, your 401k or 403b, the investment options that you have available in there are very limited.
Right.
You might have 10 stock funds and you think you're diversifying by putting your money across all 10 of those, but we run a correlation analysis, short term, intermediate, long term, and they typically will show that those stock funds are 90% plus correlated, some of them 99% correlated, meaning when one moves up, the other moves up. When one moves down, the other moves down. So we take a look at those funds within there, and then we compare to some really dynamic or tactical strategies and show that adding those into your portfolio can minimize that volatility. When we look back at 2008 and time periods like that, it wasn't just stock funds went down. We had commodities, everything, you know, going to a one-to-one correlation, and all those different asset classes in your investment portfolio took a loss. And that is, those losses, can be way too much to dig out of. It can cost you years of potential growth trying to dig out of that hole.
Yeah. And people have seen, Scott, huge run-ups in their 401k balances now. And I know they're nervous out there because they come in talking about it all the time. Folks say, yeah, my 401k is way up, but I'm worried, you know, now this volatility is picking up, what to do about it. Well, you know, if you're 59 and a half, most plans allow you to do what's called an in-service distribution so that you can take advantage of or protect yourself from this thing that Jared's talking about, where you've only got a limited menu of options on your 401k plan. So there's very few places to run and hide, except maybe a fixed, you know, account paying 1 or 2%, which would be better than big losses, but who knows when to go there. That's market timing. That's getting into some, you know, dangerous territory. Plus there's very little active management on those types of plans, the 401ks and so forth. Fidelity says, oh, let us manage your 401k for you. That's basically you fill out a risk profile and they stick you in an asset allocation or give you a target date fund. But if you do what's called an in-service distribution, it's just a portion of the language in the plan, the 401k plan, the 403b, whatever it might be. And you can roll out that vested lump sum. You can get the analogy I use is, you know, you got a Corvette. You want to take it out and drive it on nice sunny days. You don't want to be leaving it out in the weather. And that lump sum is the Corvette. You want to put that thing in the garage, and there's things you can do if you pull that out in an in-service distribution and put it into an IRA. There's no tax consequences to do that. But from there, you can do many, many other things. There's a lot more menu options of investments you can go into to get some of that non-correlation Jared was talking about. There are other financial products and tools that you can use. You can do some tax planning at that point. You can start to maybe do some Roth conversions and shifting money over into that tax-free bucket. that we talk about a lot and it is discussed in the Power of Zero book. It opens up a world of planning possibilities, this little fairly little known concept of doing an in-service distribution from your 401k. So if you're out there wondering, what can I do to protect this nest egg now that it's built up, there's an idea for you. Do an in-service distribution. Roll that money out. Don't incur a tax penalty to do so, but open up a whole new world of investment and tax planning strategies that you can do within that IRA. That's an important thing for you to take a look at now. As Warren Buffett says, you know, prepare yourself now. Preparing in advance is the key. He says he's always been able to detach himself emotionally from these investment decisions. Well, he's been able to do that because he's got a plan, right? And he sticks to the plan. And if you don't feel like you're able to do that as out there and you're wondering what to do, get some help, get some professional help. That's what we're here for at Kennedy Wealth Group at our various offices. You can reach us in Quincy at 217-221-1300. That's in Quincy, 221-1300, or check us out on the web at kennedywealthgroup.com. One more segment this morning for us to give you some ideas and thoughts on how to protect yourself from these financial headwinds that are forecast. So stick with us. One more segment on WTAD. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Good morning. Welcome back to Legacy Living Financial Strategies. I'm feeling a little bit of spring fever. Get out and do some. Get outdoors.
Yeah.
Get some sunshine.
Well, baseball's gotten underway.
Bring on some global warming, frankly.
Baseball got underway, with some sunshine on Friday. I'm feeling it, you know?
Let's do it. Not going to be so sweet tomorrow, I think. The weather for Easter Sunday, not too hot, but. Hey, it's early spring, so it's one of the earlier Easters, right?
April 1st. Yeah.
Does it go as early as March sometimes?
Sometimes, but you know what? It builds character.
Yeah, toughen up, buttercup. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay,
want that egg, you better earn it.
Roger that. Well, welcome back to the final segment this morning of Legacy Living Financial Strategies. Jeff, Jared and Scott this morning talking about, doing a lot of talking about the weather, it seems like, today. We've had the snowstorm, we've got the not-so-sunny, springy Easter morning, and we've got financial headwinds blowing at us. And the economy and the market are rife with those headwinds, Jared.
They definitely are, and they're ripe for all that crossover there. We're talking about the weather because it's been changing every day. There's been a lot of volatility, and just like in the market, when you start to see volatility creeping back in, and that's a topic that starts coming up at the dinner table more and more.
Yeah, there's lots of data that suggests problems on the horizon, as John Malden says. He came away from his strategic investors conference three weeks ago with his recession antenna up. You know, it's not like recession is imminent necessarily, even 6 to 9 months, but several of his panelists and speakers seem to think it's 2019 at the maybe the latest it's on the horizon anyway. But he makes the point, says John Malden, he says recessions don't happen overnight. You know, things start slowing down, then they roll over. And this is what we're talking about with the weather analogy, the forecast, you know, these headwinds that are coming. It's something we can see. We're not saying, you know, tomorrow the bubble's going to pop, but that's good. I mean, you want to know that ahead of time, right? So, while the, the opportunity is there to go ahead and get out, get the Corvette into the garage, you know, I would suggest doing that. I mean, this guy, David Rosenberg, I believe his name, right? Rosenberg, Rosenstein, that was one of the key speakers out there. He said his firm is 25% in cash at the moment, and he would like it to be a little more. And they're a big, big broker up in Toronto. You know, he says recession's on the way, but I don't think that it's this year necessarily, but 2019 is his call. And he says, what tools does the Fed have left to work with? Because he says typically in recession, historically, the Fed has cut the funds rate by more than 400 basis points. So that's fancy talk that says 4%. Well, when the Fed funds rate is what, Jared, somewhere around 2 or 1.5, something like that right now, how are they going to cut 400 basis points? And last time around, you know, 400 is the historical average. Last cycle, they cut by 500. I mean, pedal to the metal on the bailouts, so to speak, or the quantitative easing. What are they going to do this time around? The tools are limited. We say all these things to say, you know, the traditional methods of planning or the traditional method of not planning at all, which is most people's, is not going to work very well. And Jared, folks need to get a plan that involves the whole gamut of tax planning and avoiding market risk and avoiding longevity risk, because that's the great risk multiplier of all the others.
Right. We have plenty of data we can look at to show that riding out these storms, it may work well for Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway, is not going to work out well for us, for the average investor with a finite life and life cycle there. Taking a 50% loss to a portfolio, even though, you know, you're pretty certain you'll be able to make that up in a few years. If you're taking an income off of that, that money's not going to come back. You're not going to hit that high level mark again. Certainly not the data that we're showing. Certainly not go over the course of the next 7, 10, or 12 years, as Steve Blumenthal has been talking about.
Yeah, and, you know, there's plenty of people, Scott, who come in the office and say, well, you know, I don't need this money I've got that's in my IRA. I've got plenty of pension or Social Security income or other sources from farm ground or rental property, whatever. Well, you know, unless you have someone at the IRS that you just dearly love more than your children and you'd rather them be your primary beneficiary, you should probably do some planning for that, to keep that money in the family. I mean, you've worked that hard for it. Why send it off to to the United States government? Why send it off to the Internal Revenue Service? Because, you know, Uncle Sam is not your uncle. He's not in the family. And he does not very, he doesn't spend money very well. Referring back to this, looking back at this article that Jared referred to on Buffett, you know, he said, folks, as if you heard the top of the show, you know, be prepared for losses of 50% or more. It's not only possible, but inevitable, says the great oracle of Omaha, Warren Buffett. So you need to decide what you want to do. If you are sitting out there listening to my voice this morning and you've been giving some thought to this, or at least felt the hair standing up on the back of your neck with the recent volatility, then you probably don't have a plan. You know, Warren Buffett doesn't sweat it because he has a plan. And like you said, Jared, his thinking is long term, 50 years plus. If you're approaching retirement, you probably don't have 50 years plus for this to work out for you, especially if you're going to use some of that in retirement and spend down and lock in those losses. So if this is something that you've been thinking about, this is something that has been bugging you, niggling at the back of your mind, man, I need to do something about this someday, that day is now. it doesn't mean you're going to put everything on the shelf or in the backyard or whatever and bury it. There are strategies you can use to get good income right now. There are financial tools you can use to produce that income in retirement that you want. We've talked many times about the 4% rule. People think that's the number. Oh, I can't take out more than that. Where are you even going to get 4% in the traditional methods these days, traditional places of fixed income? And if you say, well, bonds, because as I get older, I'm going to shift to bonds, you're going to get hurt there in bonds. And it could be very drastically that you will get hurt. I mean, as I think it was Lacey Hunt there, one of these guys we quoted today, talking about, hey, this thing could go from, or maybe it was Buffett, from the light could go from green to red without even stopping on yellow. You know, it could be quick when this whole thing turns around and shifts. So you need to have that planning done ahead of time. This is what we specialize in our offices at Kennedy Wealth Group. You can reach out for that stress test of your portfolio. You can take a look at what kind of risk you face in terms of tax implications in the future. What if you live too long? I mean, that's the new what if I die too soon question. That's the new risk that used to be more relevant in terms of dying too soon. Now it's living too long. And how can you protect against that risk? Because all these others just get magnified by the fact that we are living longer in retirement. Get that stress test on your portfolio. Learn about all the tools that are available to you. And you can do that by giving us a call at Kennedy Wealth Group. The phone number here is 217-221-1300, 217-221-1300, or check us out on the web at kennedywealthgroup.com. Jared, any last parting thoughts for us on this Saturday morning? We got about 30 seconds here to wrap things up.
I don't think I have anything brilliant for your listeners, Jeff. I would definitely repeat that the investment world is changing, and that's nothing really unique. It changes. I would highly recommend your listeners to have an investment strategy and a retirement plan that can change along with the market as well.
And part of that tax planning is the book, The Power of Zero. Remember, you can get those by calling our office as well. Just tell us that you listen to us on Legacy Living on WTAD and get your copy of The Power of Zero. See you next week.
Join us next week for another edition of Legacy Living with Jeff Kennedy. Every Wednesday at 8:50 and Saturdays at 9. Right here on Talk Radio 930 WTAD.
Registered rep, broker, dealer, Center Street Securities. Member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services through Center Street Advisors and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Kennedy Wealth Group and CSA are independent of CSS.